Chapter 4. Shipwrecked. We had a good sail to the Brazils and arrived in about 22 days. I carried a small bag of silver coins and all the belongings that the captain had not bought. I lived for a while on a sugar plantation run by a friend of the captain. I learned the basics of growing and making sugar. It seemed a good life and profitable. I bought as much land as I could and began planting. I sent to England for the money I had left with my friend's widow. With it, I was able to buy a slave and an indentured servant to help with the work. But life as a plantation owner grew dull. I wanted to be on the sea again, so I made a plan. Every plantation needed more workers than we could hire. I went to the owners with a proposal. If they would fund the voyage, I would set sail for Africa and purchase slaves. Then I would distribute them to the various plantations. This idea met with approval. On September 1, 1659, I boarded our ship for Africa. I scarcely noted that this was the same date I had boarded my first ship 8 years before. We sailed well northward before striking out across the ocean toward Africa. The weather was good, though brutally hot until we turned out to sea. Some 12 days later, a fierce storm slammed our ship for a dozen days, driving us wherever it would. At every moment I expected to die. Indeed, two of the crew were washed overboard by the storm. Finally, the storm died back, and the captain looked for a place to bring the ship ashore. The ship was too damaged to attempt a sea crossing now. The captain decided to press north to Barbados, which looked reachable. But only a few days later, another storm struck and pushed us westward. "Land!" the watchman shouted from the rigging. He pointed into the roaring storm. "Land!" We rushed to sea. Suddenly, the ship struck upon a sandbar and stopped. The sea washed over the sides as if to cleanse the broken ship. The ship had carried 2 small boats. One had been smashed in the storm. We needed to launch the last boat and row away from the broken ship if we were to survive the day. The mate laid hold of the boat, and we helped sling it over the ship's side. 11 of us piled in. We had no sails, only oars. The winds fell, but the sea rose violently as we struggled toward land. A massive wave turned us, and we were scattered into the sea. The raging waves tossed me. My lungs burned as I rolled and tumbled under the water. Then a wave scooped me up and carried me so close to shore that I could stand. I scrambled for dry land, but another wave scooped me up. I struggled to stay above water. The wave carried me still closer to shore. Each time a wave dropped me, I found my feet and staggered forward, trying helplessly to outrun the next rush. The waves would deliver me to land eventually, but I had no great hope of being alive as they battered me all the way. Finally, a wave dashed me against a rock, leaving me senseless. When I recovered, I saw the force of the waves had calmed. I clung to the rock until I felt strong enough to make a last run for land. At the retreat of another wave, I clambered up the cliffs to sit upon the grass. I had survived. I walked the shore, searching for signs of other survivors. I did not spot even a hat or a shoe. I could make out the wreck of our ship in the far distance. How had I survived? I had no food, no water, not even dry clothes. I went through my pockets and found a knife, a tobacco pipe, and a small tin of tobacco. My chances for survival seemed slight indeed.